Miss Nelda Collier. That's N-E-L-D-A C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Is a 66-year-old woman who presented 66-year-old woman covered by Medicaid HMO who presented on 5/5/2022 to the emergency room in Porter with dizziness, weakness, and signs of dehydration, period. The patient initially had a normal blood pressure, but shortly after admission, her blood pressure went up to 170 over 97, requiring administration of labetalol to control the blood pressure, period. Patient also suffers from throat / ear cancer, sepsis, type 2 diabetes, smoking abuse, and history of lacunar infarct, as well as hypertension. Patient apparently has been non-compliant with medication. She's currently on lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide as well as metformin. Period. New paragraph. After giving her labetalol to control her blood pressure, Dr. Hines, H-I-N-E-S, ordered the full gamut of blood work, including CBC, CMP, COVID-19, blood glucose testing, CPK, troponin, D-dimer, CT of the head without contrast, and chest X-ray. Patient also had urinalysis and UDS ordered or performed in the emergency room. Patient blood pressure was labile during the ER stay. Patient was awake and alert. The white count was 14,000. Chemistry within normal limits except for the glucose of 126, D-dimer normal, influenza and COVID testing were negative. Troponin and CPK within normal limits. EKG was abnormal, showed abnormal STT wave changes. Urinalysis showed UTI, which later grew Klebsiella that was sensitive to most antimicrobials. I'm sorry, E. coli that was sensitive to most antimicrobials. The paragraph patient had a normal lactic acid level. Blood cultures were negative. She had THC present in her urine. She had a normal, instead of lactic acid, put normal lactate level. CT scan nevertheless showed chronic small vessel changes and what appeared to be an old lacunar infarct, given the chest X-ray negative. New paragraph, given her abnormal EKG, blood pressure elevation, abnormal CT, and symptoms of dizziness, it was decided to transfer patient for observation. But before the transfer could occur, patient was insistent on leaving and then going outside to smoke. Dr. Hines and the nurses explained to the patient that that was not an option. Then they brought patient's family member and explained the same thing to them. And it was at that time that patient decided to leave against medical advice after signing the appropriate paperwork, and subsequently patient left. Period. Dr. Hines documented that it was explained to patient that leaving the hospital can cause tremendous demise and possible death, and patient did not care, wanted to leave AMA. That's it. Thank you. Just leave it at that.